Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood, tips and tricks,
products we love,
and brands that we can't live without. Let's get into it. Hello, mate.
Hello, how are you?
I am stressed.
I know, me too.
Are you feeling it?
Yeah, I really am. Tell me what's bothering you.
The session has begun with Georgia, the psychiatrist.
Maybe this is where my career is going.
I mean, we can start. Let's see what happens. Yeah, I just feel, probably like you, I feel, and every other mother out there, I feel like I'm taking on too much. Yeah. I'm saying yes to everything. Yeah, sure, no, I can do that. Yeah, no, sure, you want me to do a speech at the House of Lords? Yeah, no, that's fine. Hey, sure, no, yeah, do you want me to do that radio show? Yeah, I'll do that. Can we do this? Can we do that? And it's like, and then like my two favourite humans in the whole entire world, I just have to like, I just want to be with them.
Yeah.
But then I also want to have my career, so
it's so hard.
Yeah.
And I always used to say, like, I'm a yes person. Like, always say yes to everything because you never know where it's going to lead and all that kind of stuff. But now I'm thinking it's better to be a no person. If I'm honest. You know that whole yes thing? It doesn't really work.
Hey, listen, this relationship's not going to work if you become the no person, all right? No, I know what you mean. There are some people that just go, nah, I'm not going to do that.
I know.
And maybe there's something in that.
I think there is. I think us as mothers need to learn to say no sometimes.
Definitely a bit more. I woke up on Monday morning and my anxiety levels were like through the roof. You know when you get that knot in your stomach?
Yeah. I never had it until I became a parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, I haven't done anything for me. There's been no self-love. And I thought, right, you know, the kids are with Lucy. Obviously, Lucy looks after them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I was like, I'm going to clean the house from top to bottom, which really kind of de-stresses me anyway.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go and do some hot yoga. And I had the most wonderful 90 minutes just for me. I'm like, it was hard to stay in the room. Like anyone that's done Bikram will be like,
yeah.
But wow, I felt incredible. And I slept like a baby that night as well. It was really good.
Oh, that's,
I'm
going to
start
good.
Doing it more. Do you ever do yoga?
No, I did. I used to. I always find it like too slow, but maybe I need to do that.
I don't think it's for you. I'm not sure it's for you. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, because I'm just not very good at relaxing or not being 100 miles an hour, but I should be now. I do. Sometimes I really crave like to just slow down.
I mean, you say that, but every morning I wake up and you have sent like 50 emails overnight and I'm like, oh shit, George is on it.
What's wrong with me? No, in all honesty though, I am trying to be a little bit more mindful. Like I said to you the other day when we were on the bus, wasn't we though?
Yeah.
I said, like, me and my husband, we keep doing
this
thing.
So cute, isn't she? Wasn't we though, when we was on the bus?
When we was on the bus.
Yeah.
It's my Essex. I'm moving soon. Proper Essex land. We need to get into the lingo. So I was saying that what me and my husband keep doing is we'll be like rushing to get home. So every time we're away from the house, like say we've been working or whatever, we'll rush to get home to each other so we don't have to leave the other one with both kids. And then we forget actually we need to do some bits for ourselves, like even not together, just away from each other and have a bit of time on our own. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I was so proud of you the other day when you left your phone in the locker room and you had a day at a spa on your own, not even with a mate. You were like, no, I'm just going to go on my own.
I wanted to be on my own, not talk to anybody. I really, like, there really is something in that, just taking some time for yourself and, like, not feeling guilty about it, because that's the other thing. If you go off and do something by yourself and then you sit there and think, oh, really, I should be doing this. I should be using the time to clean the house. I should be using the time to sort the drawers out. I should be using it. Then it just doesn't work. It needs to be guilt-free, doesn't it?
Completely. And that's why I'm so excited that we've managed to get this wonderful lady in the studio today. She is the queen of mind, body and soul. soul and altogether wellness. She is, well, yeah, she's written, I mean, she's written three books. She's got hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram. She's an amazing chef. Today, we're chatting to Madeline Shaw.
Right, Georgia, why are you not starting with an om?
Seriously, I do need some of that, though. I really do. I am the least relaxed person you'll ever meet.
Listen, that's not true. We're transforming her at the moment. Listen, today we are absolutely over the moon because sitting opposite us is somebody who can only be described as the wellness queen. She will tell you how to get your glow back and do it with a beautiful smile on her face and a fridge full of gorgeous food. She's grown her Instagram to 279,000 followers.
Wow.
She's a novelist three times, or published author three times. It is Madeline Shaw, podcaster as well, and mum to one, Shay. Sorry, Madeline Shaw.
It was too much to fit in there.
Seriously, I got like outdone by my own intro.
How are you doing it all?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think I just kind of take things on step by step. Obviously, that all didn't happen in one day. It happened over years. I don't know. I feel like I just do what I love in terms of my job and my family life, and I just kind of get through it because I love it.
Yeah.
I don't get the feeling that you are often the person that's sitting there getting asked the questions. Am I right? Or have
Not
you done
really.
Podcasts before?
I've done some podcasts before, yeah. And I mean, interviews just throughout my career, so I don't really mind being on the other side.
Good!
I like a bit of both.
Now, just tell us, for anybody that doesn't know you and what you're about, just tell us how, I guess, the Madeline Shaw kind of message came about, your philosophy.
So it all began when I moved to Australia. I went there when I was 18. My parents are from New Zealand, but I was always obsessed with Australians. And I decided to go to university there and live there for 4 years. And as I was living there, had really bad IBS, and I was trying to figure out what was causing it. And this naturopath I went to see was like, you really need to change your diet. And I thought I was eating really healthy, diet drinks, diet yogurts, diet food. But obviously it wasn't really like nurturing my body in any way. So she changed my diet around, and I basically ended up eating at this cafe so much they gave me a job. And
they're like, we've got her employer because yeah. She keeps coming back in.
She's never going to leave.
And loved it, and was always trying to figure out what I was going to do in life. I tried everything from investment banking to dog walking. And when I started cooking, I was like, this is it. I don't know how I'm going to make it a career, but I'm just really passionate about food, and it's really changed my life, and I hope I can change others. And that's kind of where it all began. And well, I moved back to London. Well, there was a little interim where I moved to France with an ex-boyfriend, and then that broke off, and then I moved back to London.
We don't talk about him. Don't talk about him. He was really ugly.
But while I was out in France, I started up my blog, and it was fantastic because I had a bit of time, and obviously France is a fantastic place for food. And I just started out putting up recipes and posts, and at the time I was talking about cutting out sugar, which was very revolutionary of the time, 7 or so years ago. And yeah, it got picked up by Cosmopolitan, and they ran a little article on it, and then that's sort of where it started to start rolling in. And I feel like they got a bit of momentum because, you know, it was in a magazine, and then more people were interested, and then I got approached to do a book. And I don't know, I guess that's just was the very beginning of it. And my first book was called Get the Glow, and before I released the book, I did Get the Glow Talks, because I thought it was a really nice way of describing feeling and looking well. Because I think for so long it was all about get thin, or, you know, it was all based on diet culture. And I just wanted to like reframe the message that if you looked after yourself, you would glow within.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, I always say like feeding your face in some ways, like, because if you eat really good stuff, it shows in your eyes and your skin and all that kind of stuff.
So true. Feed your face.
Feed your face.
It's your next
book. That biscuit I ate earlier definitely didn't feed my face.
You call your three pillars
mm-hmm.
move, munch and meditate.
Yes.
So just tell us what that exactly means to you.
So I think when we think about wellness, often we only really focus on, say, nutrition or exercise. But I wanted to kind of say that there has to be these three pillars. Yes, eating well is important, but so is moving, and so is looking after your mental health, which I've kind of called meditate, but it could mean anything that was to nourish your mind. So I think when it comes to nutrition, it's all got a bit confusing these days. I feel like there's been like a million different like diets or fads. And my kind of philosophy is just to like look at your plate and keep it balanced. So try and do half vegetables, a quarter like quality protein. Whether you eat meat or not, it doesn't matter. That could be your lentils. It could be, you know, your tofu. It could be your salmon. And then a quarter like carbohydrates, whether that's brown rice or sweet potato. And then some healthy fats, whether that's a bit of nuts chucked on, olive oil dressing. Obviously, not every meal can be this perfectly
that
balanced.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we're trying to constantly lick our plate, aim for those sort of 5 to 7 portions of vegetables and fruit favouring veg. I think that's a great place to start. And I think sometimes we complicate it too much with, you know, cutting out groups of foods. And I don't think that that's sustainable. I think we should try and eat in a way that we can eat every day that works with our families, you know, that works with our kids, not just something that's like restricted for a period of time. And I think when we eat is also really important. So there's been so much research done into like, you know, time restrictive eating. And I almost hate that word because it sounds negative when you hear
restrictive. Yeah,
but we're often like snacking all the way into the night, you know, 9-10 p.m. we're eating like chocolate and crisps or whatever our kind of snack of choice is, and then we're waking up and then we're having breakfast again at 7 p.m. and we're not allowing for our body
at 7 a.m.
at 7 a.m. we're not allowing this window, which we need at least 12-14 hours for our body to like repair, to recuperate. And you know, if we're eating late at night, often we don't sleep as well. Then we don't sleep as well, we wake up, we crave foods that potentially aren't as good for us, and the cycle continues. So
and obviously when you become a parent, sleep is very important.
100%.
So yeah, every bit of sleep needs to be good sleep.
So I think if you can eat a little bit earlier and you can push your breakfast back a little bit more, keep it simple like that. You know, try and not eat after say 7-8 p.m. Try and not eat breakfast till 8 a.m. You know, really keep it simple.
So if there's those 12 to 14 hours are absolutely key for the body to repair. So you can't put any food ideally in your body. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, did you know that?
Yeah, my husband does it.
Does he?
Yeah, he's a vegan. Well, like 80% now. 80%.
So intermittent fasting.
He does eat a bit of salmon now.
We do a bit of intermittent fasting because my husband is an ex rugby player and he's had to lose a lot of weight. He was 126 kilos and he was like, I've got. So it works for him. So he does keto and he doesn't eat from kind of where are we evening until 2 p.m. So he does, and that doesn't work for me. No. I can't do that level of fasting. For him that works, that's absolutely fine, but for me, yeah, all sorts starts out, and I don't want to ever put my body under that sort of pressure. It just doesn't work for me. But I think there is something to be said about giving, like you said, giving your body a break for the repair. I just didn't know it was an actual thing.
No, it is. And you know, yeah, there is the kind of, there are sort of more lengthy ways of fasting, like your husband does, but you can just keep it simple, like a 12-hour window, which naturally, let's just think about it. If we looked back before we had light, which again is quite a recent thing, we would stop eating when the sun came down. You know, we weren't eating throughout the night because we couldn't see. And I think we've kind of got into this thing where we like switch on, you know, we've got lots of lights going on and that's affecting our sleep, and we're eating, and the hormone that we produce to get us into a sleep state is called melatonin, and when you eat it switches it off. So you are restricting your likelihood of falling asleep quickly and having a good night's sleep by eating late at night.
Wow.
I'm fascinated.
That's so interesting.
It is interesting. It kind of makes sense for me because at the moment we're all trying to eat together.
Yeah.
So naturally we're eating dinner at like 5 o'clock and then not eating breakfast till like 8 o'clock. And I do feel loads better, but I didn't know that was why.
You do look great.
Thanks.
Well, your hair's so long.
It makes your hair grow, guys. Not joking. But so yeah, I mean, naturally that's sort of the way we've gone because of our family's like life.
Yeah, and it's the way our kids are kind of eating, right?
Yeah.
They're ideally in dream world sleeping 11-12 hours.
Oh yeah, whatever. Luna was up 3 times last night. She's off my Christmas card list.
So, you know, they're doing it, you know, if maybe not longer. So I think eating at 5 p.m. is such a good idea.
I'm
a granny though. I love early dinner.
So do I.
Yeah. High tea and then a cozy down in front of the fire. Obviously, you know, it's very stressful being a mum. And I think food is one of, for me personally, it's one of the things I go to when I'm feeling a little bit stressed. Inherently, I'll either not eat it or I'll eat something, I'll reach for something bad. So there might be crisps in the cupboard and I find myself like last night, 8 PM, skipped dinner and ate a bag of crisps. And I was like, this is not making me feel good. I imagine a lot of people can resonate with that actually you're knackered after a long day of being with the kids or at work. You know, you come home, you can't be bothered to cook. So what's like a kind of quick and easy snack that we can kind of reach for that's healthy or potentially means that we're not having to cook a meal in the evening? Because that gets me.
Absolutely. And even as like a cook who loves cooking, I find the evenings is the time that I struggle the most because I just don't have the same energy. So I think firstly, it's stocking your cupboards with foods that you are happy to grab. And I'm not saying you can't ever have crisps in your cupboard, but you will be more likely to reach for them. But I think I always have, like, you know, things that are really quick, like smoked mackerel fillets in the fridge, which you don't have to heat up, like avocados, cans of chickpeas, those sorts of things, which literally, I know it's not the dream meal, but you could like grab the can of chickpeas, rinse it, put it in a bowl, rock it, avocado, smoked mackerel, balsamic dressing, and you've got yourself a meal, and that would take less time than putting a piece of toast in the toaster.
Yeah.
You know, so there are ways of doing it. I think it's just constantly having those like grab and go things. I really like making a bit of a plan for the week. So just saying like, and it doesn't have to be that I do a full shop, but it's like, I'll roughly say like, okay, I know it's good to have fish, say 2-3 times a week. So I'll put that in, and then I'll say, you know, I'll just kind of have a little rough plan because things do happen. And then I think it's quite nice to look forward to for the next day. You say, oh, that's what I'm having tomorrow. Have I got those ingredients? Do I need to get them? And you've almost helped yourself that little bit more than in that moment when you've put your kids to bed and you're like, oh, I've got to think about me now. What am I going to do? I also try and do cook once, eat twice. So when you're making your chili, your bolognese, whatever the kind of big batches you're doing, you've got the next a portion for the next day, so you're not constantly cooking. Utilize your freezer. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with buying pre-made frozen foods. There's so many amazing things out there now, like Deliciously Ella has those really good like frozen like curries and shepherd's pies. I'm always buying them. I'm first to support her, but secondly, like, they're great. You defrost them, like, they're a delicious like full meal. And I think there's so many, you know, not just her but other fantastic brands out there doing great
Cook
things
a lot.
Going
to Cook a lot, they do this like bean stew thing, which I would never really make because the whole plant-based thing is quite new to me, so I'm like, you know, experimenting with recipes and stuff. But yes, grabbing stuff like that and having that in the freezer is always good.
100%.
And they do kids meals too, so
perfect.
Yeah
I think it's having those ones in the freezer ready to go for those moments when you're just like, I can't be bothered. And almost knowing yourself, being like, I know I need to have dinner, because if I don't, then I will end up, you know, whatever it is. And I think trying to eat in like a calm, relaxed state, and how we eat is so important. Like, we're always eating on the go, and digestion starts in our brain. So we've got to tell ourselves we're going to eat something, and then that starts kind of the salivation in our mouths. And then, you know, the enzymes that break down food start in our mouth as we chew our food. And most of the time we're like grab go, sandwich on the go, running down, especially as mums. So if you can, and I know this isn't easy, say you're doing school drop off or nursery drop off or whatever it is in the morning, wait till you get home to eat breakfast, whether that's at your work desk or when you're sitting down in a relaxed state, not just shoving it down in your mouth as you go. Because problem is, your body isn't going to absorb your food because you're not in a state of rest and digest, which is the state we need to be in to eat. You're going to be a state of fight and flight, which is stress on the go. So you're not going to digest it. It's a big cause for like IBS, digestive problems. And you might feel satisfied. You know, when you eat in front of the TV or on the go, you're like, did I eat it? Do I need something more? Do I need another portion? Was when you're conscious with your food, you're less likely to overeat because you're not only like consuming it, you're consciously aware of the fact that you're eating that much.
So, my problem is eating a meal if we do cook, which we do because obviously Dozer loves his food, and we'll always try to do that. We just didn't last night. And then after we finish, so it'll be, like you said, it'll be our protein and it'll be our veg, and then he doesn't have carbs, but I do. And then afterwards, I'm like, I have to have
something sweet.
I need chocolate. I've got to go. And we'll both go, you know, both go to it. And then it's like, what is that?
Well, I think it's conditioning from if you always grew up with pudding as a child. It's emotional comfort, you know, whether you were when you're feeling down, you got chocolate. Where you were happy, you got chocolate.
Yeah, that's so true, isn't it? If you're good, you get chocolate.
Exactly. Every day is chocolate day. So it's conditioning. It's habitual. But it also might be that, I don't know, you might need that sweet taste in your food. So whether you need more sweet potato or like sweet, you know, it's really good to have all the different flavours within a meal. So maybe it's adding those things in. But also maybe that's just you and that's fine. And you have it straight after and you enjoy whatever that was with no guilt.
Yeah.
Because that's you and you love chocolate. And you get the best quality that you can, and that's it. And
I'm sure Cadbury's is really good quality, isn't it?
Do you know what? Someone introduced me to these coconut collaborative little chocolate.
Oh my god, they're
pots.
Outrageous!
Oh my gosh, they're so nice. I never used to be a person to eat dessert, and now I'm like sitting in my dinner, looking at the fridge, like, do you think I need one of those after this? I think I might. Yeah, but they're like really little
pots, and they're.
They're just delicious. They're delicious. Are they bad for you?
I don't think there's a such thing as bad food for you. And I think you need to have that 80-20 rule in life, whether that's daily, weekly, however you manage it yourself. So, yeah, have your coconut collaborative pot. Fantastic. Knock yourself out. Just maybe don't eat 10.
Ice cream. This is where I'm going to my... I screen grabbed this yesterday. Something from your website. Okay. I was going through it and I was like, coconut old dark chocolate. Free range eggs, coconut sugar, vanilla, spelt flour, sea salt, and warm peanut butter. That like warm peanut butter creation thing on the website. This is going to blow your tiny mind. That is what I'm making now. I was like, I can do that. It doesn't look too hard. It looks delicious.
Oh, good.
Yes. We're taking good ideas. So obviously this whole podcast is about kind of de-stressing motherhood. Georgia and I have been going through it at the moment. We're looking at you and we're thinking, you're juggling everything, but you seem incredibly zen. So I just really want to get some tips from you on how to look after yourself as a busy, stressful mum and that juggle and how you manage it, I guess.
Okay. So I think one of the best things that you can do is figure out what your stress toolkit is. And I think often we like read things and people are like, it's meditation, it's yoga. And that might be great for that person, but it might not be right for you. So figure out what your toolkit is. And that might be trying things. So for me, my toolkit is yoga. It's meditation, quite standard. Being in nature is really important. Switching off my phone and getting up before my son wakes up. Those are like my things.
I agree with that as well.
So yeah, getting up before has revolutionized my life. Because you're not on the back foot. And it does get tricky when your child sometimes wakes up earlier or later. Those things are really irritating. You're like, stop stealing my time. But once you figure out roughly what time, even though it's half an hour before, for me, I'll wake up, I'll do my little meditation, I'll get showered and I'll get dressed.
What time are you doing this?
At 6 a.m.
So at 6 a.m. you get up.
Yeah, 6 a.m.
And Shay
doesn't wake up
until...
he's not waking up. Somewhere between 6:30 and 7 he'll wake up.
Right.
I'm not sure. There were a few weeks when it was 7:30 and it was the best few weeks of our life.
Dream.
So I personally think for me, and I do really recommend it for all mums, when you wake up and like they're like crying and like, or not necessarily crying, but they're just like, they're ready and you're not mentally awake.
Yeah.
And then you have to almost be on their level and you're not there.
I sort of think of it as like waking up in your office.
Yes.
You know, like you open your eyes and you're suddenly in your job because the moment you wake up,
true?
If they wake up, you're on, you're at work.
You're right.
You?
You're ready.
Yeah.
And they need 100% of your attention. So when I've like had me time and I've showered and I'm in my clothes and I'm like, I'm ready for you, whatever you bring on, like I'm ready, like I just feel better. And I think morning routine is really cool. And I think whether that's you wake up and you do five breaths, you stretch, you do whatever you need. You put your makeup on, whatever makes you feel.
I have a cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or four sometimes, yeah. By 8 o'clock.
You know, whatever's for you, I do think you're just that little bit further ahead of the day. And I think mentally, you're just not on the back foot.
You're so right, because I'm just going to give you a snapshot of what happens in our house. So Luna isn't the best sleeper. She wakes up quite a lot during the night. We have moments where I think we've cracked this, and we'll have weeks where she's sleeping until 7 and it's great, and then it's down again. So it's very frustrating. And obviously there's something, I cannot win. Yeah. And so for me, it could be 5:30 that she tries to come in, and then I have to keep putting her back. So our mornings start off very stressful, you know, and then she's upset because she's tired, overtired, hasn't slept enough. And then I just give her my phone. And I think the phone turns her into an absolute like crazy person. Like I really do think the blue light must do something to her, because, and I feel so guilty, but it's like 6 a.m. and I'm trying to keep her quiet, and she's watching Pepper, and we're trying to sleep because we're knackered. And but it doesn't feel, our morning routine does not feel wholesome or glowy or any of that. I actually feel a bit shit when I wake up.
Of course. No, I completely understand it.
Is that anyone else's reality?
No, absolutely. Like yes, a million percent. I mean, especially since Gigi. Well, before, when it was just Axel, I felt like my days were, I woke up, I got ready. I was obviously working a lot as well, so I'd be completely ready by the time he woke
sometimes
up.
Sometimes he used to leave for work and he wasn't even up.
He used to sleep in quite late, and I'd leave at like 7 and he definitely wouldn't be awake yet. So I wouldn't have any of that, and my days used to start with a clear head, and I'd sit on the tube and I'd listen to a podcast, and it was great. Now it's a bit different. Obviously, I've got Gigi, she's still sleeping in our room, but I am a bit like, if I wake up and I look at the clock and it's like 6 o'clock, I now think, do you know what? I'm just going to sneak out of bed and I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to have a little bit of time to myself.
Do
also,
you?
Then
that's
Gigi
great.
Will wake my husband up, which is another good thing. But if we all wake up at the same time, it is very stressful. Like, I find it really stressful. Like, my husband is not an early riser. Sometimes he doesn't get up till like 8 o'clock or something. And he'll come downstairs and I'll think, I've made a packed lunch. I've fed Gigi. I've fed myself. I've fed Axel. I've got Axel ready for school. I've, like, you know.
And he's just,
and
he's
you've
just milling
just
down.
You've just walked down the stairs. I've showered. I mean, I've done a million things. So sometimes, like, and that, those days aren't good for me, because the stress level starts very high and then it only goes up from there. Whereas if I start the day, you know, a bit more chilled, then I can take on a bit more stress.
Yeah. So that would be one of them.
Sorry, I feel like we've just gone.
But look, you know what? If it's not your, you know, it's not your morning routine, how about your evening routine? That could be a little bit more time. And I think, again, sleep is everything, and we're all not sleeping as well because we're not switching off. So another thing recently I've been doing is only having candlelight for an hour before bed. So
that's such a lovely idea.
Yeah, it's a little bit romantic. But also, you know, we know how much light's affecting us. You were talking before about blue light. And, you know, even though we've got our bedside lights on, we're watching TV, we're doing emails before bed, which often we all end up doing. If you have at least an hour, if you can do more, even better.
No telly.
No screen time, no telly, and just candlelight before you go to bed.
What are you guys
what
up to then?
Talking,
about
reading.
We've lit candles, now get naked.
I'll do my skincare just in candlelight. I'll brush my teeth. But it's really, really
do you walk
my
around?
Sleep.
With, yeah, like,
I hold my
really
candle.
Winky, isn't
it? Yeah, you turn off all the lights in the house and you walk around with a candle like in Victoria times.
That is amazing. Yeah, you have to remember, if you've done two, like, have I done the candles yet? I've blown out all the candles. But honestly, it's really helped me switch off, because I'm naturally not a good sleeper.
Yeah.
Like, I really think about things, and, like, you know, sometimes I'm like, it's been 45 minutes and what am I doing? Get to sleep.
I do that. I'm still laying here. Sometimes I look at the clock and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, exactly. Just turn off.
But it has really helped, like, having a wind down routine before bed. So no lights, you know, lots of like relaxing time, whether that's reading or even if it's just like getting your clothes out for the next day or whatever it is that will make your morning that little bit easier. I think we need to not treat ourselves like computers that we can just switch on and off. We have to almost just allow that wind down time.
I love you, Maddie.
I know. I'm going to get Maddie to come and live with us. But you know what, though? If obviously, sometimes it's a bit unrealistic to not have any screen time before, you know, an hour
before bed. Oh, yeah, I love TV.
Because it might be your only time. I actually read somewhere that, I can't remember what football team it is. It might be like Barcelona or somewhere like that. And they've given their younger players special glasses to wear which helps with the blue light, because they're all on their phones and they're all playing computer games till late. And then it's obviously affecting them, and that's obviously their business as well, isn't it? So, I don't know. That maybe that'll become the norm.
Yeah. So, no, I've got them.
Have you?
Yeah, I do. They're very cool. So, I just sometimes forget to wear them. You know, when you put them somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not a glasses wearer, so I don't naturally remember. But yeah, you can get some that are orange. They look very kind of Anastasia-like. But then you can get some clear ones, which just look a little bit more normal. And they're making them quite cool, like shapes and things. So, and they're quite good, you know, if you get, not only in the evening, but like if you're at a desk all day on a computer and your eyes get, you get problems with your eyes and they feel a bit tired and things, you can just wear them while you're on your computer, because we get blue light from that as well as our phones.
Yeah.
And they're saying now that kids don't have good long vision now, because we're looking at screens and computers so much, that their eyes, they can't see long distances because we're not like out in the fields and looking at things far away and stuff like that. So we do need to be... Eye health actually doesn't really get talked about very often, but actually eye health is really important.
Yeah.
I don't know if you find this, you've said about your nature, but I always find that I feel so much better about life, and I love watching the kids just run. You know, we went away for a night on Friday night, and when I came back, the kids hadn't been outside because they'd been with their nanny, and their nanny just like runs them right inside the house. And I was like, right, wellies on, hats on, we're going across, and they just ran in the woods. And it is something to be said about just getting outside and just breathing in the universe. We just don't do it that much, do we?
100%.
Because we're just on our phones, on Instagram, scrolling the whole time, or online shopping, or whatever we're doing, or doing the supermarket shop online. Like,
so put your earphones in.
Yeah.
Listen to a podcast.
Go out.
And go for a walk.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think, you know, nature is the biggest healer of everything. And like, you can be so present in nature, and like, I think you can connect with your children, and you can just play. And like, there's such an importance of play, I think, for adults and children, for our happiness levels, to reduce stress. And I think that's what it does, because you're just kind of basically like using what you've got around you to make something exciting, whether it's picking up leaves or, you know, building something with sticks. I think it just like allows imagination to like run free.
I just want to look at Maddie. But look at her skin as well.
She's so glowy.
She's got the glow.
She has got the glow.
The levels of stress that I think every parent goes through with the managing and the lists and the things to do and the school drop-offs, and you know, there isn't really ever that moment where you turn around and go, what about for me? So you've obviously mentioned your meditation and your yoga and the food and stuff,
the diet,
exercise.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I only have one child, and I from seeing other people with two, I know it is easier, but I just try and do it on days where my son's at nursery. I did try and do it like on date. I try and I say to myself, I'm going to do it when he's here, when he's sleeping, and then it just doesn't kind of get round to it. So I think it's kind of setting realistic goals, and that could be like 5 minutes every day, and then it builds up to 10-20. So I think realistic goals, you know, things that work in your schedule, whether that's when they're at nursery or school, and I think it's like buddying up with someone, so having a friend to do it with, or joining a class where you meet other people. I think those sorts of things, like accountability.
That's how we met.
Did you?
Well, we met before, but we spent the first year like every day dropping the kids off at the creche and then going up to the gym.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. I think, you know, that really makes a big difference. And obviously that is like online things. If you live quite rurally and you're not near anything, you know, YouTube, and there's, you know, that app Fit, which is quite good. They do actual timed classes, so that adds that slight accountability to it, where like you're booking in for the 9 a.m. or 12 p.m. session. So you can't just say, oh, I'll do it later. You have to show up for that. So I think there's ways of doing it, and I think you just have to figure out what motivates you, and you have to kind of have that inner talk with yourself where you're like, I will feel 10 times better when I do this, and even though I'm tired, I will feel better. And you have to kind of just get on with it, because I think we can so talk ourselves out of it.
Yeah.
And once we've done it, we know we feel so much better. Yeah. And I, you know, often get days where I'm like, I don't want to do it. And then afterwards I'm like, oh, I'm so pleased with myself.
Just makes you never feel so regret good. It. I always have that in my head. You literally never regret it. Like, you never regret, like, having a, you know, sweating, or, you know, you never regret that feeling after.
No, the endorphins are pumping. No. It's something for you. You get away from your phone. It's the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though Georgia says that she's okay with, we are going to talk about sex, because there has been a lot of research that says, Maddie's already laughing.
Georgia needs a toilet break.
No. Georgia's fine. There's been a lot of research that says that, you know, having an active sex life brings the stress levels right down.
100%. So, I mean, I'm not a sex expert, but I guess it's, again, figuring out what right works for you and your relationship, whether that's weekly, monthly, every single day, twice a day, you know, whatever works.
Twice a day?
But I think it is really important for that connection to bring back that side of your relationship, which often really goes away. And it could even just be like, you know, stroking each other, or like that human touch, because I do think, and I think phones are a real big problem for relationships. So, like, put your phone to bed. So when you put your child to bed, I don't know what time you need to switch off your phone, the earlier the better, but go put it to bed, put it downstairs, off, unless you, you know, work in a job where you're like on call, it's an emergency.
Yeah, of course, don't do it then.
don't tell your boss that Maddie told you not doing it, to turn your phone off.
She said I to put it to bed, so it's downstairs.
You know, it's almost like another child or human in our relationship, and we need to learn to like put it to bed, because otherwise, you know, there's nothing more off-putting when like you're lying next to each other and they're on their phone and that, and you're trying to get some attention and they're staring at their phone and you just don't feel like you're as good as their phone, and obviously you are. So I think putting your phones to bed, like either scheduling it in, or, you know, I don't know, it has to be based
on
in
the diary.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes you actually do need to put it in the diary.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing says, you know, unsexy more than you know, scheduled sex. But I think sometimes you need to go, right, that's going to be our night together where it's just the two of us.
Absolutely.
I went through this whole thing recently where the stress outside of the bedroom was so intense for me. So the juggling act got too much. Mm. And when we were having sex, in my head, it was like, let's just have a quickie.
Yeah.
And then he was like, but I'm not pleasuring you. You're not enjoying this. And I was like, no, I know I am enjoying it. And he's like, you're not even here. Where are you?
Yeah.
I was not anywhere near that physical connection. And it's only actually last week when I suddenly just let myself go and allowed myself to enjoy that moment for what it was. Things have got drastically better. It's amazing.
Really,
it's really amazing when you just start checking in with yourself again.
So how did you let go?
I just remembered that I deserved it. I needed to experience that intimacy with him, that, you know, I wasn't just giving everything to everybody else, to the kids, to work, to life, to clean, you know, all this stuff. It was just like that for me was just my, and I used to enjoy sex so much. It was, you know, and then suddenly I just got in this sort of whirlwind of like just going through the motions but not actually being there. It feels really good. It's done wonders for us, actually.
And almost that relates to like everything within you and your stress life, and, you know, that feeling of like, I deserve it. I deserve me time. I deserve time off. I deserve, you know, all these sorts of things. And I think because being a mother is such a giving role, we have to figure out how we give back to ourselves every single day. And I think with stress, the breath is really powerful. And, you know, when we have a lot going on, we can just always come back to our breath, and maybe that's just breathing in for the count of four and exhaling out for the count of six, five times. And I've never met anyone that doesn't feel a bit better in that moment after those breaths, because, you know, it is just
re-centering.
You're
doing it now, Zoe.
I'm going to do it, though. I'm going to do everything you've said.
And we just have to, in those moments when things are difficult, come back to our breath.
Yeah.
And, you know, just being kinder to ourselves, being more patient with ourselves, because I think we're kind to our children, patient with our children, but we need to reflect that back to ourselves as well, because we're imperfect beings, and that's wonderful.
I love that.
Oh, me too.
Oh, Maddie.
I think that's a lovely way to finish up, actually.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone will take away lots of tips from that. I definitely will.
And me.
I'm going to go and practice the breathing. So every guest, we always ask you to come up with five products that you swear by. And so I guess this one could be around de-stressing or, just your five favourite products.
Okay, so my first one, I cycle my son to nursery every day in the morning. And it's the Polisport Kids Bilby Seat, which is from Amazon. And you fit it on the back of your bike. You've got to have like... you can't have one of those like super racer bikes. You got to have like a kind of very girly bike. That's probably not the right thing to say.
Like a Pashley bike, like,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
Exactly. So yeah, mine's a bobbin, but like a road bike. You need a road bike. That's probably the appropriate thing to say.
You can say girly. We don't mind.
Yeah.
And it's just fantastic. I use it every day. I love the fact that I can cycle through the park. It's just on the other side of the park to get to nursery. You get fresh air, you get exercise.
He loves it.
It's great. And it's just like really fun because you can have adventures, go on bike rides as a family.
I love this. We were talking about this the other day about all getting bikes.
Yeah.
But we were like, oh, we've got a few years till we can all get bikes. But now we could just get Gigi a bike seat.
100%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You so on a bike?
No, I mean, I don't know if I can ride one yet. And I also don't really like nature. So, you know.
You're talking to me. I love nature.
Zoe loves big walks.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
We could do like a city.
A city tour.
I do.
Okay, what would my next product be? Next one probably again would be another vehicle of the yo-yo buggy, which just for travel has just been fantastic.
Yeah.
It's like every airline knows it. They're like, oh yeah, you've got a yo-yo, come on in. And all the other buggies are left behind. It's just fantastic. And I've just loved traveling with it. It's been so easy. It's just made life that much easier because I'm that person who's like, oh, don't worry, I'll just carry him. And my boyfriend's like, put him in the buggy, like through the airport. You are not going to be happy about carrying him everywhere. So that's been a lifesaver.
It's like the Jessica Ennis of the buggy world, isn't it? The baby Zen yo-yo. We always, the fastest, the quickest, everyone wants to be it.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I only have that now.
Yeah.
You have that for Gigi, that's all I use.
Yeah. My third one would be the Neom sleep candle
I've got one of these. I haven't used it.
You know, it's what I love about Neom is they use essential oils, so not only does it smell nice, it has therapeutic benefits. And that's what I use before I sleep, obviously.
Yeah.
As my 1 hour window. Okay, what else do I always use every single day? Probably for me, actually, my skincare and my skincare regime has been something that's almost held me together through motherhood. I know that sounds so weird, but I think through the really beginning part, and Shay had reflux. You struggled with reflux as well. And we used Alison. I know Alison's been on the podcast. And I found that such a difficult time. And just getting to the end of the day and being like, the day is done. And now I can like clean my skin. And I'm a big, big fan of Neod. I don't know if you know that brand.
Yeah.
And like their like hyaluronic acid serum, which is really moisturising, and just being like, I'm going to put that moisture back in my skin.
Yeah.
And like, just,
isn't it all part of the Deciem group?
It is. It's part of Deciem, exactly.
Yeah.
And just having that time, even if it was a minute, to just like massage my face and be like, it's me. I'm connecting with me. Just really meant a lot to me. And it always has, maybe less so because it's a bit easier now. But at the beginning, it was like, I just had to do it. And my boyfriend just says, I just can't believe how long your evening routine takes. He's always like, it's longer than my morning routine. Like, he's the one like packing his bag before he leaves. And I just love winding down, taking my time, bit of flossing.
So lovely.
It's my
favourite.
Yeah, it's so good. And you're just like, I'm on my time. There's no finished product.
I feel like that is how you sort of the aura you give off. I feel like relaxed being around you. You know, like I feel like
totally
okay. Just step back, just chill out.
Four breaths in, six
just
breath out.
Take a little bit longer to do everything. I think that's a key takeaway from today for me.
Good. Wait, so I'm on four. Where should we go? Is it five? Is it four?
You can do four.
You
can do four.
That's fine.
Let's end on five, and then my fifth one would be my laptop. And I know that's kind of, but it's I've always wanted to have a job that was freeing and I could do it from anywhere. And I never did it because it was great for being a mum, and it is fantastic, so I can, you know, be really flexible. But I just love the freedom of working anywhere, doing anything I want, just having this one tiny item I take with me. And freedom has been a word that has been important to me, and I still feel very free.
Lovely.
Oh, she's great.
You are great. You are great.
You're like this sort of Zen goddess. That's you just got. You're so wise. I feel like you've been here so many times before. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Like not actually you're in so the studio, wise.
Yeah. Oh, you again.
She's come around again. We must give her a job. Maddie, thank you so much for coming on. Absolute pleasure to chat to you. Thanks.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well, I don't know about you, but I just feel really relaxed.
I feel so calm.
She is incredible.
I know, she's got a really calming sort of...
Presence,
that's the
word.
But
also, did you see her skin?
I know.
She's got like a 12-year-old skin.
I know.
It was.
And how old's her baby, like two?
Chloe.
How can you do that? How?
Well, because of what she does and eats and all the candles and stuff. I just want to do everything that she does.
Yeah, it's really inspiring.
She puts her phone to bed.
I know, we should do that. We should definitely do that.
But then who would we WhatsApp in the evenings?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe we could get a landline.
So old school, so retro of you. Yes. So as always, at the end of the podcast, we're going to give you our five favourite products around the subject. So G's going to kick us off.
Yeah, so for me, I'm not really into meditation. So if I want to clear my mind, it's to get out and run. I'm also not a runner. I'm not very good at running. But I found Couch to 5K such a great thing to do. I did it last summer. Some of you will remember on Instagram. And you basically just... It's an app, so you can pick who talks you through it. So I had Joe Wiley speaking to me in my ear, and you run and then you walk and then you run and you walk, and you basically build up to being able to run 5K.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and it's only ever half an hour, so you do half an hour three times a week, so it's great.
Brilliant.
Yeah, really good.
What a great motivation as well, because you just have to carry on doing it.
Yeah,
like,
you
can't
just
give up.
Do it. No, and you do get really into it, and it's manageable. So
nice.
Yes, that's a good one.
So keeping on the sort of exercise route, although. You can't, well, it can't, I mean, of course it is exercise because it's you're doing something active, but I'm a massive Bikram goer. If that's the right word, is it? I'm a real Bikram goer, but I love hot yoga. Hot yoga is my sanctuary. It's my happy place. Dozer and I do it together. And yeah, you just feel incredible. You'll sweat out all your toxins.
Yeah,
anything that
I was
going to
say, when you're
weekend.
Sweating, yeah. Yeah.
Any tiredness, you feel incredible. You have to drink more water, so your skin is naturally just more glowy. You get a chance to just, like on Monday I did a session, and at the beginning of the session she just said, right, I want you to lie down, palms in the air, I want you to check in, just think about how you're feeling. And so the first word that came into my head was anxious. Mm. Felt really stressed. Da, da, da. And then by the end of the session, she said, right, on your backs again, you know, hands to the ceiling, tell me how you feel. And it was just calm and in touch and relaxed. And oh, yeah, I loved it. Am I selling it to you?
Yeah, you are. You are. I have done it before, but I'm not very good at relaxing. But maybe I need to do it.
We are doing it together.
Yeah, okay, we'll do it. Yeah. So this is an app. This is another app. Well, I should be off my phone, but anyway. The Calm app. So I said before, I'm not really into meditating, and there is a meditation section on the app. But this is to help you sleep or help you relax. So you can go onto a section and it's reading you stories. So sometimes if I've struggled with sleeping, I put put my headphones in and I'll listen to like someone reading me a story, like Matthew McConaughey. McConaughey is on there and his voice is amazing.
He's so fit as well.
Yeah, yeah. If there was a picture of him, it'd be great, but there's not. It's just his voice. And it's that does really help you drift off. But there's also a kids section on there. So you, if you've got kids, you know, maybe who are slightly older that struggle to fall asleep, then these stories can help.
Yeah.
Send them off.
Or you just do a Maddie, put your phone away, put it in a box and say goodnight to it.
You could.
Get the candles out and just look in each other's eyes for a bit. Or maybe. Failing that, the car mat.
The car mat.
So I love having baths. I know that you're a big fan of them as well.
Yes.
And some of the best bath salts are the lavender salts from Neil's Yard Remedies. And they're absolutely fantastic. And it's just something really, really zen, isn't there, about turning the lights off in the bathroom, only having candlelight, get the salts in, the kids are in bed and you can just completely relax. It's almost like going to a spa for the day.
Yeah, put the bath toys away so you don't have a reminder.
You haven't got like a squeaky duck up your bum. What's that?
Exactly. Now, this isn't a product, but it's something that I think that so many of us could do with. It's no phone day.
Yes.
Or maybe not day, because that sounds really scary. Maybe evening or morning. No phone morning. Just don't look at your phone. Put it away. Mm. Like, it can wait. Mm. Totally, it can wait. So I think sometimes, yeah, leaving your phone at home and going out for the morning or, you know, something like that can really help.
It's really wonderful, isn't it, when you just don't look at it for 3 or 4 hours. Yeah. When does that ever happen?
No, it doesn't. I've got mine in my hand now.
Yeah, I can see, like, that. At 3 o'clock in the morning, this morning, my husband was around my side of the bed and he had my phone in his hand. And for a second, I was like, wait, don't check my phone. He goes, no, I'm just trying to put you onto a Blaze class at David Lloyd. I was like, it's 3 a.m. Go to bed. Go back to sleep.
You get the notification. Yeah. You told me to do that.
I know.
God, you're stopping me from sleeping to book onto a Blaze class.
They are
look,
good,
though. Look, does book mine as well.
Well, that is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we would love you, please, to rate, review and subscribe to our podcast. And there is a little sort of feature on there, which means you could give us 5-star. Please, pretty please.
Yes, please, 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 please. Please, please. And if you would like to drop us a message about anything that we've been talking about or even just to say hello, then please do. We're on at Made by Mamas or on Zoe's own channel at Zoe Hardman.
And yeah, we can't wait because next week we've got a goodie for you. We're going to be back with more chat then. See you then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.